Yo, what's up? It's your brother Kim Earl, the Human Direct Fight, baby. Listen, y'all need y'all to lock in. There's a lot of y'all that are watching this and are not hitting that subscribe button. Hit that button. Hit that button. Hit that button. Hit that button. Yo, listen, today is a very special episode of Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? It is the season finale because coming soon, we will have a brand new season for y'all with some new bells and whistles, okay? But today, we are very focused on Zoran getting glazed by Trump in the Oval Office. Also, Joel Santana does not want you to learn how to read, okay? There's a lot of things going on. Summer Walker is out here being a bird. You know what I'm saying? We're going to speak about it at length, okay? Professor Liz is going to break it down for us. Also, we got Thanksgiving. Enjoy.
A victory light.
Oh!
Say 159.
I was about to say it. That wasn't was just me. I was like, oh, say 159 on a little thing. I was like, you got to change it.
Does it matter?
Yo, happy holidays, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? It's Victory Late. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? We have blessed y'all today. I became Maryland Human Direct Fly, baby. That's Ray Neovalle, the Yap God. Rap
yes,
God.
Sir. You know what it is, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Damn. I just not in. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Because
wow.
That is little
that's,
spell
that's
Ortiz.
That's us being flagged in the first 4 seconds, bro.
Damn, bro. Our channel Damn. Our channel about to be out of here again.
Yeah, again.
We don't learn, bro.
That's Liz Spell Ortiz.
Hey, y'all.
The Super Bitch in New York City. I'm saying, La Matatana. Don't you forget it. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Mintray, the super producer of the year, the freaky man himself. He's in the forest doing cutlery. I just made that shit up. I don't even know what that means. And of course, you know what I'm saying? We got the man, the myth, the legend, the Unk, you know what I'm saying? The president of Unk Nation. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Unk Nation. It's like Rock Nation, but for Unks.
Yeah, for Unks, yeah.
Not just Rock Nation.
Rock Nation?
Yeah. I like that. Brady and Mid literally connected on that.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck it is, baby? It's
sound insane.
What? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Happy holidays, motherfuckers.
Word,
you know what
it's
saying?
Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving
man.
Week. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna get this a little early, right before. This is the amuse bouche.
Yeah, if you're a real one, you really prepping your fucking pernil while you're listening to this.
You feel me?
Two,
that's
3 days before.
That part. A lot of people don't realize, yo, you gotta season meat and leave it out. Like, that's crazy. It's not crazy, bro. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's normal. People be like, yo, that's unsanitary. Nah, it's not. It's just don't know shit about meat.
Yeah, it's not.
You don't know meat.
Unless you doing it. When we do it, it's fine.
Yeah. All right? Yeah.
When we do it, it's fine.
Why y'all put a plastic bag in the rice with the pot?
Hey,
don't worry about
all that.
Don't
bro.
Worry about
just,
yo, my, but microplastics.
Hey,
yo,
shut the fuck
hey,
up.
Hey, how about you riding, you micro dick riding right now? The fuck, man?
So we don't ask why your cat on the stove.
Right?
Don't bother us.
Don't ask shit. Nigga,
nah, I'm not gonna.
You wear hair nets when you cook.
Listen, I'm not gonna hold you, bro. We be doing dumb shit and then asking dumb questions, bro. Because we be leaving raw pork out for 8 hours so that it marinates, and then you ask Google, "Hey, is it safe to?" No, absolutely not. You should never. You will get cirrhosis of the liver if you leave the pork out for 40 minutes.
And then we wonder
por qué nosotros sufrimos de la presión.
Right. That's why, bro. Yo, you just let this shit bathe in salt.
The next day, you're like, yo, I don't feel good. I wonder the fuck why.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to leave it out, all right? Just season it, put it back in the fridge.
Put it back in the fridge.
You know, por ahora.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's like the happy medium, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just season it and leave it on the counter and just whatever.
Nah, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That sounds like a white woman's perspective of what be happening in our kitchen.
Yeah.
All
right. It has to slow marinate.
Yeah. But what are your actual plans for Thanksgiving as a man with four kids and a
so now
wife.
I'm in a position where I gotta do like Thanksgiving is like too much. You know what I'm saying? Cause I got I got four kids and shit, and then it's like my mom's, my pops, my sister.
Oh,
my
you brother. Have a family. You have people that love you.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
See? Sucks,
nah,
bro.
See? Nah, damn, nah, we're not gonna do this. We're not about to do this.
You doing it to yourself, bitch.
2026.
She said, yo, damn, bro. Like, I got four children healthy. I got a wife. Damn. My mom and my pops are shit still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a house sucks. To celebrate in. It's cold, but we got a pool if we want to.
I gotta feed these stupid fish.
No, I don't. They're hibernating. You know what I'm saying? They're hibernating.
That's the only thing you got from that bitch.
Wow.
I got the warmer in there. They good. They gonna survive.
Shit. Bro, your koi fish living better than me. I got no lawa here, mano.
You like, yo, my heat is fucked up. I need fish guy eat. Yeah. I don't gotta eat. I'm gonna eat the super tonight.
Yeah, but go back to your miserable life. I forgot.
My bad. Listen, it's cool. Thank you for giving me some perspective. This is what I appreciate about y'all. Y'all give me perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because I be like just running and gunning, doing shit. And I don't have the time. I don't zoom out to appreciate that.
Oh, it's nice to see how the poor half lives.
Now you're not going to hit me with the Jacob Reese shit. That's talking about your how the other side lives. No, nigga. We on the same side. Okay? We live in a tri-state area. You got to make like $1 million to like be like, hey, I live comfortably.
Yeah.
In fucking New York, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Unless you live in like the woods of Connecticut, I'm like 50, I don't know.
I'm about to move over there right now.
Shit.
I'm about to be out.
I'm about to hollow out a tree out there. 50
gonna find me in his backyard with a death whistle, but instead of making the screaming noise, it just says, murder. I'm gonna be somewhere on his 50-acre property.
Eating smoked duck?
Yeah, yeah. Eating smoked duck. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't eating smoked duck. You know what I'm saying? 50 kept the lights on.
Come on, nigga. Fuck, man. Some fucking Morocco. Nigga, fucking silk durags.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, I'm Haitian.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
Pop out, yo, I'm Haitian. Like, okay.
Yeah, cool. That's great.
I mean, what? It is a flex.
How come I didn't know that before? Yeah, yo? That's, that didn't matter for... That didn't matter for 20 years.
For 20 years.
Why you tell us now?
No, he's like, yo, because I'll be everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, quick shout out to Haiti. They made the World Cup for the first time in like 50 years. So shout out to them.
Applause.
Shout out to the primos. But so now it's like a lot of people. It's a lot. You know, this is the problem is when you're not hosting Thanksgiving, you could pull up and it's like, yo, yeah, estamos familia.
And it's great.
Oh my God. Yeah, oh my God.
You bring something, you'll be fine. You have a good
meal.
Yeah. You don't got to help people with nothing.
Nothing. You just take your little to go and I'm out of here. When you hosting this shit, bro, you better hope that you got like 4 or 5 people in your family that's like, yo, yeah, no, like, come here. Like, nah, I'm not leaving until this shit is cleaned up. Because lot of motherfuckers just be like, yo.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them.
Yeah.
But you can't this time.
But I can't because it's my crib. Mm-hmm. But what I will do is if I go to your crib or your crib for whatever, like, I'm not trying to do dishes or nothing like that. But if there's, like, something heavy, like, that's, like, maybe could be dangerous to, like, move from point A to point B, I'll do that. And sacrifice my body. And then I'll be like, yo, look, see? Like, you didn't think I wanted to help, but I did help you because I brought this big-ass box down to the basement and I fell. And now I'm hurt.
Why'd you have to fall?
Because I'd be falling.
No, it's okay. Some wine spilled in his wine cellar.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what it was.
And then he slipped on the wine.
Wow.
Oh, no.
On the stairs.
Actually,
and then you went to the hospital with his insurance.
With your insurance.
Crazy.
That you get from being married and living in...
wild
mob wife territory.
Mob wife territory, you know? Is nuts. You just said like the entire state of New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
North, South, Central.
Yeah but you're Dominican, bro. So I feel like you have at least 3 aunts that stay back and
gracias a Dios. Gracias a Dios, bro. Thank God because of my titis, you know what I'm saying? All of y'all. I'm not going to name it. I'm not going to individualize and other the ones that don't be doing like domestic because we're not doing that. This is not what Victory Light is about. You know what I'm saying? We about equality, equity over here.
Yeah, just made me clean the bathroom. What are you talking about? And it was all of y'all. I remember y'all made me do it.
I told you not to say that shit, bro.
Why?
You signed an NDA, nigga, that you was not supposed to.
Now, why am I in it? I didn't make you sign shit. What the fuck is going on? You ain't signing a motherfucking thing.
Yeah. But now it's
I ain't give you no paperwork, man.
I was just here.
Yeah. It was all him.
I seen you sign it.
Yeah.
And I had my hand on the back of your neck, but that wasn't
it. But it wasn't me.
Nah, that's crazy.
But the shit is, now I'm hosting it. I'm like the guy. I'm like, of course, because y'all be on here every fucking week talking about sicko got a wine cellar. Oh, so now
that's
my
not
sister's
us.
Like,
you told us that information. Yeah.
You volunteered that
you
info,
told
man.
Us that you was trying to stunt on us because we was sharing the Tito's bottle.
Yeah.
So now you trying to stunt on us because you got a personal wine cellar. No, fuck you, honestly.
Yeah, we was sharing.
I
yo,
hope you think it's
We was on Lizbelle's stoop sharing an E&J and a barrel of cheese balls.
Yep.
With a Z.
And it was stale as fuck.
And then they were stale as fuck.
Yo, was it the same cheese balls that the homie was making his nephew hold up?
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Hey, yo, hold these cheese balls
up. That was the wildest shit.
Wildest punishment ever.
Yeah, I've ever seen in my life. You see this shit?
Nah.
It was this shit. It kind of went viral. It was a kid who was being bad at school, whatever. We don't know the details, but he was being bad at school. So his uncles had him outside, and they was all like chilling, smoking, hanging out, whatever. And it was like, hey, nigga, hold these cheese balls. And they just made him hold the cheese balls out and like without dropping his arms.
Like full length. Yeah,
full
like
this. Just... like, yo, hold them shit so we say,
that's
put them
worse
down.
Than but kneeling on rice. You know?
But they were standing in a circle just heckling him the whole time. Like, yeah, hold them cheese balls.
You gonna be bad at
and
school,
I better
nigga?
Not see them elbows drop neither.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Hold them cheese balls.
You wanna be bad at school, right?
You wanna be bad at school? Yeah, right? Hold them cheese balls.
Yeah,
I better not see not man one cheese ball on this.
Yo. Yo.
Like, I'm saying, wow. This poor kid, that little nigga sitting there like,
he's like, ah. He's like,
yo, I just made a video about this shit the other day, bro. These new parents are absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah.
They're
pulling out shit like that. Like, our parents used to kneel us on rice, which was wild.
Wild, but it's like,
but
you know.
But, bro, holding up cheese balls in a circle, and then you can't even have one?
Like, what is this? Like, is this a Mr. Beast games? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Today, we're making 12 bad kids hold up cheese balls.
Wow. For the-
That's the I just seen a shorty shave her fucking daughter's head online.
Yo.
Because she was misbehaving in school.
That's crazy to me, B. Yeah. Like, you can't do... That's so crazy to me because it's like, yo, let me humiliate you publicly, bro.
It takes an evil mind.
Yeah.
Do some shit like that.
I feel like that's what happens when parents are raised on the internet. Like, that's what I mean by this generation of parents. These motherfuckers grew up on MySpace, on Skonex, doing shit for likes. Now your children is wilding and you want to get like positive reinforcement that you're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me I'm doing a good job.
By beating your child on live.
And then all the first five people that agree with you, you're like, yeah, word. And then everybody else is like, yo, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah. But these five people that agree with me, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, so now Thanksgiving is so big that it spilled over. Because, you know, Thanksgiving is for your family, but it's like for extended family. Like, you know, like your family, that's your friends and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, y'all generation invented this shit called Friendsgiving. Where it's like, yo, like everybody that feels bad because they're not
that's
coming to Thanksgiving.
That's for people who don't have families, by the way.
Wow, bro. Yeah. See, why you gotta put it like that?
My fault. I mean,
damn, yeah, bro.
It's the reality.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
That really was it.
Cool. See, I was with you before until it became convenient to agree with Liz.
Yep.
Wow.
So now
that's what we do
I'm
here,
on this
bitch.
Side of the fence.
That's
yeah.
very
it's
Drake, very Drake, Drake of you.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen, I worked on another show. What do you think I learned from the other guy?
It's some way the wind blows. You know what I'm saying? I'm just riding with you. Yo, okay, so Friendsgiving also a lot. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, it's chill because the difference between for me, and tell me if y'all agree or disagree, the difference for me is between Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving. It's like Friendsgiving, I'm not doing shit.
True.
Like a lot of things are.
Caring about anybody.
And we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But like, it's... I just gotta get high. It's more like a potluck. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, everybody bring something. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just like, show up.
True, yeah.
Show up with a pie, nigga. Like, show up with a bottle. Like, show up with a plate of fucking something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then we all put it together and then we eat. Thanksgiving is more like, yo, this is all on you. You know?
Well, shit, I don't know about that.
It depends on who's hosting.
Right. A mí no me toca todavía.
Yeah, so if you're hosting,
See you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Y'all are arrivers. Yeah. See, y'all are not hosters.
No,
yet.
Don't give me that bullshit, because I've been cooking for 12 years,
no,
bro.
Don't
disrespect me. I've been cooking mac and cheese and all that shit. I bring all the desserts to the table, all right?
Yeah.
I just don't host, but I come with at least six plates. What do you mean?
Like the signature Lizbelle dish.
Oh, we make a mac and cheese. I make a great mac and cheese. You see my arms. Don't play with me. I make a fire mac and cheese. bitch. I make
you know, a. You better get the fuck. Yo, make, you say you see my arms, don't.
I make a insane four leches, not a tres leches, a four leches.
I didn't even know they had four.
Yeah,
milk.
Four I always bring my.
¿Cuál es la cuarta leche?
Don't worry about it. We have, I make the fire cookies and cream brownies.
That's crazy, bro. Liz Bell be like, all right, I got three. Liz Bell be like, all right, I got the three leches. Okay. Edie, ven, ven aquí.
Nah, bro, that's slandering.
That's crazy. This is insane. Ven,
ven, ven, ven, ven. Mami, tú también. Yo, Hassan, pass me my phone, bro. I'm calling her right now. Watch her get here in 2 minutes.
Yo, she about to drop through like fucking crazy. Fame, man.
Yeah.
Put the singer in the fucking...
Yeah, yeah. What's that SWAT video? It's like...
Yeah. Nah, that's disrespecting crazy. Nah,
the fourth leche es una leche chivo.
Leche chivo. I just hear that old Dembo song in my head. Dark yeah. Leche,
oh my God.
Dame leche.
Publoy.
En la cadena.
Oh my God.
Vamos a sacar.
Huh?
What you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Pizza, huh? Like,
huh? Like, wait, when you first wake up and you don't know what nobody's saying? What is my Thanksgiving plans is I'm going on Lechon Patrol.
Oh.
You know what that means? Do you know what that is? It's where I go out on the street armed with an airsoft rifle. And then I go around patrolling the streets, finding lechon setups and guarding them from any white people with their phones out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. So I'm posting up on the block. If I see somebody with their phone, hey! We're not doing that. This is culture right here.
Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah, sorry. You're not about to. Sorry. Haley with a GH at the end. We're not doing that. We know you just moved here. Get with the times or bounce the fuck back out, bro.
Yo, bro, can I just get a video for my TikTok real quick?
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. We already got gentrifies. Least we need now is Chinese spies. All right?
Chinese spies is crazy. Just be like, yo, what y'all cooking over there?
I'll show you what I got.
Pull that. Fuck out of here.
God damn it.
Don't worry about the cinder blocks.
I feel like the Chinese do that back home anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they that's invented
true.
That shit.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
I don't know.
We just made that up. But we're on a podcast, so we're allowed to do that.
It's 100% facts.
Yeah. You see these headphones? You see this mic?
I mean, also, the Hawaiians and the Filipinos always got the pig outside.
They got that's true. Yeah, with the apple in the mouth and shit.
They got the cement bricks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a pit.
Shout out to the Filipinos. Shout out to the Hawaiians.
All right, so let me take those bullets back.
Pretty good, man.
Thanks.
Say, yo, I see Rainey take his slugs back.
Yo,
the craziest shit I ever seen.
Yo, he took the, yo, daddy, I'm not even gonna hold you, daddy. He took the slugs back. Yeah. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, cause nigga tried to violate, you know what I'm saying? I was like, that's my man, that's my man Jada right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You not with him.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
My sister's hosting, which I decided right now on this
episode.
Shout out
to Claudia Valle.
She doesn't know that yet. But Sheen, you're hosting now because I decided it on a podcast on a YouTube channel with 50,000 subscribers. So yeah. Now you're hosting Thanksgiving now.
Shit, by the time this shit drop, it might be 60.
You know what I mean?
So it's another 10 bands of people telling me what to do.
No, but it's the first year
that
she...
Don't let the pressure you.
No, word.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Let them eat outside.
Yeah. Also, we're not revealing your real name, so I'm going to just call you Cloudy.
Yeah.
Over here.
Sheen. Sheem. That's not her real name. But that's what we call her, Sheem. But yeah, baby Sheem. She hosting because I said
baby
so.
Sheem.
And it's her first year. Like, that's what we do. Like, you know, like every do y'all do this in your family where like
Rainy, get this bird. Just hear her like baby Sheem in my
Rainy just came from the food bank. Oh. y'all ever do this like where the first year your family member lives alone, they like host it?
Yeah.
So some shit like that.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know what I'm making yet. I'm probably gonna buy something and then lie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's very Dominican of you.
Peel the price tag off and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just peel off the rotisserie chicken, chop it up, put some put some fucking
buffalo sauce.
Put some goddamn sofrito on
it. Wasagaga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Also good.
Yo.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, man. Thanksgiving is lit. I don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a male chauvinist, so I don't really be doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, you know, that's how I give it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some red pill shit. So I'm just like, yo, listen, man. This is actually to celebrate me. This is not about celebrating like cultures coming together or being thankful. Like, y'all really need to be thankful about me. You know what I'm saying?
Me, Heather, I got something for you. I got something for you.
Thank me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I provided you with food.
I provided you with food. Fuck. God damn it.
You piece of shit, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, yo. I love Thanksgiving because I get to eat and not be like, niggas don't look at me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll put whatever on the plate and nobody's judging me. You know what I'm saying? Also, my little cousins is older now, and they all smoke weed. So they're like, yo.
That's the fun.
Yeah, part. And they all call me, like, Theo and shit. So it's just like, you know, like, yo, I got the gas, bro. Let's go for a walk with him. You know what I'm saying? Before we eat. And it's just like, yeah, bro. You about to go in there blasted, dog. And your whole family's going to be like, I know.
Yeah, you about to walk in there blasted, look at the penny like, why would we do this to this animal?
Yes, yes. And then you taste it and you're like.
And you're like, oh, that's why.
That's why. Damn. Damn, this shit is melting your mouth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow, wowzers.
But Dominicans, we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. We just get together. We just get together for
food. Because
it's a day.
Yeah, for food and drink. So shout out to the natives. We not fucking with the, we not fucking with it, all right? We don't celebrate in that sense. Fuck America.
Nah, we're just right? grateful.
Yeah, fuck America, and we just trying
America.
To. Yeah, fuck America, bro. I wish you, man. let me shut up before they ban us.
Speaking about fuck America, Zara, I'm dying.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Your
right?
new Muslim mayor, New York, Muslim socialist. Was up in the White House, and bro, that shit went very different than I expected it to. I did not expect Trump to come out and be like, glop, glop, be using both hands on it. Like,
nah, I knew it because Trump is, he's easily charmed, and he's also very easily influenced.
Yo.
So he's like, whatever is next to him, whatever he's fucking with, it's just like, all right, I'll fuck with this for right now.
This thing's lit.
Yeah, and Zora Mamdani is just. He's just a charismatic. So I knew. You could tell in Trump's eyes, bro, he wants to suck his dick so bad. So bad, bro. He's in love with him. The way he was looking up at him.
Yo.
Bro, J.D. Vance was so tight. Trump ain't never looked at him like that in his life.
Ever. Not once.
Crazy, bro.
Not even once.
I know
time.
He fucked the couch into the ground last night. I just know it happened.
He made his wife wear the dark leather.
Yo, yeah. That's crazy.
Which wife?
Oh my god,
excuse
man.
Me.
Bueno.
Fuck him.
Bueno. Yeah, fuck Just Dance Vance.
Just Dance Vance.
But he was up there. Yo, he was up there. It was crazy because, like, you're right. It took me like 10 seconds to, like, download and, like, be like, yo, what is happening here? But then I realized, I was like, yo, Trump is just fucking with whoever's lit. Like, if you lit, he's like, yo, I'm fucking with you. Like, I think. If I'm trying to think of somebody that's super popping right now, like Bush, I was gonna say Billie Eilish, that's mad random. If Taylor Swift went to jail right now for some fraud, whatever, and Trump was like, yo, I'll let you out of jail if you fuck with me, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a selfie, and she's like, all right, no doubt, he pardons her. That's, I think that's how his brain works, 100,000%. Like, yo, is this person lit? Yes, they're lit. All right, cool. I'm rocking with them. Yo, but they go get, they, homie called you a fascist. When he said that, I was like, all right, what is going on?
Yeah.
The fact that the president could just say that shit, like, yeah, call me a fascist. Like, it's completely.
It's cool.
Like, it was a complete joke. Like, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
We are in wild times right now.
Yo, that whole. And his setup is crazy too, because he got like two different setups. He got like the Zelensky setup where he's like sitting in a chair and the other person sitting in the chair. And then he got that setup where he's just like, yo, in the Oval Office, and whoever's there is like standing next to him. It's weird.
Well, isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
Like when somebody always visits. Does
that. Yeah, like he, so he'll, I don't know if they're supposed to stand.
I've seen things where he meets with people and they sit down together. That's not, what I'm saying. Not there specifically, but they'll sit down side to side.
So he had Elon Musk doing that shit.
I'm telling you, he wanted to look at Mom Donnie from that angle. He was craving cock.
He wanted the cock eye level?
He was craving cock.
Yo, because I was like, yo, hey, listen, every conspiracy is not really conspiratorial, if you know what I'm saying, if you break it down.
He got a whiff and was like, what is that, Egyptian Musk? I love that.
Oh, my God.
What is that? It's incredible.
How many rings do you have
on it? How many rings do you have on it? I know it's uncut.
Oh my God.
I know it's uncut. You Ugandan boys, I'll tell you something.
you gonna hit the bottom.
Oh my God, stop it. Jesus Christ.
Yo, I just think of the shit that I be hearing in Pino, and I just hear it in the Donald Trump voice, and I immediately am like, I don't.
Yes, do like this.
Yeah, I know. Like, yo. Oh, he's giving me his whopper and shit. Or he's just like, yeah, you want to use my little nasty tight holes?
Oh my God.
Oh, my tight little holes.
Jesus Match Christ.
You deadass want me to kill myself today.
Yes. Right now, Lizbelle. That was always the plan.
Like you don't want me to make it tomorrow.
I'm doing Pino.
Yes. Oh my God. And man, what? Why the fuck you think about Donald Trump while you watching porn?
No.
Is that the voice that enters your mind?
It's just so, it's so everywhere. It's like, I'm trying to think of like a other voice that has been so fucking...
Tony Yayo?
Prevalent. Tony Yayo.
Oh!
50, when 50 came out.
Yeah. I randomly hear Rainey's impression of Thug. Like, I always think about that.
Young Thug, after that shit went, like, it's like always in my brain. So Trump is one of those voices that's always in my fucking head, like in the rotation of random voices that I be hearing. Not as me.
And then that other, you know whose voice always be in my head? That one guy. Fuck!
Where is that from, bro?
He's a. Wait, yes! Yeah. He did it! That soundbite has been in my, whatever, anything happens, like, damn, yo, I just got a ticket. Fuck! Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
That shit, bro. Every fucking drop on here is in my brain at all times, bro.
Yeah.
But he went in there and he's like, we had a very good meeting, very good talks. We don't agree on a lot of things, but we agree on some things. And the whole report, because now, you know, Trump been like kicking niggas out of the reporter like pit, like being like, yo, revoke him, like get them out of here. We all fake news. Look, fake news.
I don't get him out of here. I don't like the cut of his jib.
I'm over here. I'm representing a la fucking media.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, get him out of here.
We were talking about the casa. You want to come and casa la fucker?
I don't know what that is. Someone get this.
You want to be telling him what's casa la fucker?
What is he, Filipino? Get him out of here.
Dominican Zeus Network.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'd love to go on that. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I'll have my people send your people information.
Sí, claro que yes.
Claro que yes.
He's controlling the media, as he's been trying to do for the last fucking 10 years.
And every one of them reporters wanted him to be like, this Muslim terrorist. And he didn't say none of that. He was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was
like, I believe in him. I don't know. It's just something about him.
He's a very handsome man, charismatic.
He knows that he's not gonna. I just think he knows who he can fuck with and who he can't. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows who he's gonna bully, because he knows, like, when he see people with them stars in their eyes, like JD Vance, fucking freak. Cash Freak Patel, fucking freaky weirdo Nicki Minaj, like, he knows that he got them people wrapped around his finger. But now you talking to the mayor of the financial capital of the world, 90% of your money moves through this guy, through the city that now is essentially in the palm of this guy's hand. So, like, you kind of got to play ball, bro. You know?
And Trump doesn't handle well with people who like stand on business.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Like, he folds.
He's perfect with people who are like on the fence, on the line, or completely all the way to their to his side. Mm. But very rarely can you see him go toe to toe with somebody who is completely against him, which is why he likes to control the media.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. And you know, Harlan wasn't going to go up there and be like, yo, I'm going to kiss the ring, yo. And he wasn't on that type of shit at all. I was just like, oh, I was like, okay. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's New York. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, yo, I like that portrait of FDR, yo. Let me hold that.
Let me hold that shit real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yo,
yeah.
What size shoes you wear, my nigga?
Yeah.
Why they got lifts?
Why they? Yeah.
Fuck out of here. It's like the 6ix9ine
shit. Yo, this
like,
shit is.
Yeah, I stole that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 6ix9ine.
Stole that shit.
Dude, one more time, please.
Stole that shit.
They say, Zoran, they saying that you took Trump's pin off his lapel.
Stole it.
You know what I'm saying?
Stole that shit.
Gold. That's crazy.
Come on, bro. Like, that's what I do. You gotta understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I do, baby.
Yo,
sound like
that man. He looks so crazy. Now he's like that. Like, he went from like hip hop rat to like streamer. I don't know how he finessed that.
Well, he's always been what we call a chatty patty.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was just chatty patty in his way his entire career. Now he just found his lane.
Well, it's easy to be a streamer if you're a clown with no integrity. So, you know.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like if
very true.
Like, if you're not, like, it's easier to blow up streaming the less you do. You ever notice that? If you're just sitting in a room talking, you somehow, like, it'll get way more buzz and way more attention than anybody actually doing something on Twitch. You know? Yeah. Even so much as the bug fights, bro. Like, even that'd be too much for people. Yeah. It's like, what is this guy doing? This is weird.
Yeah.
But there's just some guy in a room just talking. Oh, yeah, I'm involved.
Yeah, I love this. It's so crazy. I'm like, I'll be on there and it'll be like X amount of people in there. Mm. All I'm doing is talking shit, watching people guzzle methamphetamine, whatever,
yeah,
on YouTube. Hey, they just throw links in there. I just click them. And then it's like, yo, y'all want to play a game? And it's like, all right, cool. And then mad people dip. Like, oh,
yeah.
We're going to do something? I just wanted to say it passively.
I think VH1 was a government sanctioned psyop. All them love, like, what is it? Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, like
tequila.
All that shit.
Remember, she was the first one to have girls.
Oh, yeah.
She had girls and boys.
Yeah.
Yo, that's right. She's like, I'm dying.
Her and her freaky ass head.
Yo.
She had the fucking weird. Shorty had Hey Arnold proportions.
Yeah.
Hey, it was like a crazy.
She had a Roblox.
Not too much of my Vietnamese brother.
Oh, my God.
She's Vietnamese? I thought she was Cambodian.
Tequila Tequila?
Yeah.
No, she's Vietnamese.
Oh, shit.
Every sick.
Yo, kid. Hell, yeah. You know
what I'm
saying?
But, yeah. No, I think all that shit started with, like, all them shows. And then they were like, wait a minute. You telling me we could get people to tune in to bullshit?
What?
Hell, yeah. Let's get it done.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
See, this is all y'all writers union. You know what I'm saying? If y'all would never took that strike in 08, 2007, whenever the fuck it was, this would have never happened. That was when reality media became a thing.
Well, shouldn't they have not been like stealing from them?
Yeah. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
listen,
you know what I'm
saying? The point is. Yeah.
That's irrelevant information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yo. But yeah, nah, it's over there. Yo, Zoran's parked his beef in Trump's mouth, bro. Now he's back in the trap. Like, he's back in New York doing his thing.
You seen his selfie on the plane?
Yeah, I saw that.
That shit was that funny.
Bro. Yo, go look that shit up.
Yo.
Fam.
Bro, the selfie in the... Hey, listen. I'm surprised that I haven't seen, like...
Guitar Force One?
Yeah. Like, those edits yet? Because, man, like... This is why we need younger politicians, man. Because, like, the selfie, just big-ass smile, no text, no context, nothing. You already know what it is, man.
Come on, dog. Yo, this is a big homie.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, you're gonna see the edit soon, like I'm surprised he didn't walk in that bitch like remember how Tracy Morgan pulled up to the show?
Yes.
He had a fucking JBL speaker blasting fucking Cool Keith or whatever it was. I'm surprised Zoran didn't walk in that bitch. But I'm surprised he didn't walk in that bitch bumping Ron Brown's jumping out the window.
Yo, if I was Mom Donnie, bro, I would play. I know he can't, but I would play into the fact that people are so terrified.
Yeah. He
can only do it lightly because people are that ass really fucking stupid.
They're mad dumb.
And they'll take it literal.
For real.
But somebody tweeted, like, it'll be funny if the night that he won the election, he just stopped smiling.
Yeah. Forever.
Because he's been smiling for so long, I don't know where he just stopped.
Yeah.
To me, bro, I was in shambles listening to that while reading it.
You know?
I think that he should be, he would get more of us if he played into that.
Into the trolling?
Yeah.
Because he'd be like intellectually trolling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when he won and he gave a speech.
But he has to, bro, because he's in that world of like dickheadedry.
You know what I'm saying? He did the little shot at Cuomo because he used a quote from Cuomo's pops in his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, pow, that's wild.
He walked out to New York by Ja Rule.
Like, fuck 50. I see what you've been saying.
Yeah.
Like, well, also, I mean, maybe it wasn't a fuck 50 thing. The song is also fine.
It's also fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this, like, you know, it's a lot of New York songs you could pick. You could have picked Dipset.
Yeah,
you
know it's true.
To Muhammad Atta for flying the plane into the towers. He was a brave man. I don't know what Joel said. He said some shit like that. He came out to that shit.
He said the home of 9/11.
Home of 9/11.
He can't.
Yeah.
We still banging. We never lost power.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
We'll get to that. Radio.
Hold on.
Why would he say
that? Why would he say that?
A victory light. A victory light.
I have a theory about Zoran. Yeah, I think that he's going to lose the light in his eyes the way Obama's hair turned
gray,
turned solid white by the end of his term. I think that Zoran is going to lose the baby fat, the buccal fat in his face is going to go away. His smile will slowly dim and the light in his eyes is going to leave to the point that by the time his term ends, whenever it ends, he's going to look like Solid Snake and he's going to be he's going to have the eye patch, smoking cigars and shit. Him and Silva's going to be a head in a tank like Futurama and he's going to be in a mech suit like they gonna have an open rivalry like Streets of Rage 2, bro. I'm telling you, New York City in for some drama, bro. I'm telling you,
crazy.
Welcome to New York. I feel like we all got that look in our
Word. We're all one fair hike away from becoming Solid Snake, bro. Yeah,
smoking cigarettes off the ground and shit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yo, but nah. I think like listen. Because I think you're right. If he does more like overt trolling, like I feel like he'll get more, you know what I'm saying? But like I think like he can't. Yeah, but he can't.
He can't. He's in that world. Matter of fact, yes, he can. Look at who we got controlling. Man,
yeah, he can do whatever he wants, bro.
Yeah, he really. Obviously, the repercussions will be different because he's not white. I get what you absolutely saying, but. Look at the state of where we're at, bro. We're living in dark times, especially over there in Washington, D.C. So I think he should lean into it because we got Nazis, bro. There's Nazis. Like that's not a joke. There's dead ass Nazis in the White House.
Yo, it was funny because one of them niggas was up there asking questions. Jack Posobiec, well, it don't matter to get your name right, but he's like just one of like them alt-right
Droyper guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like fake journalist, weirdo dude, whatever.
Like he just showed up with a lanyard and they let him in.
He's like, you a white dude? Yo, you a white dude with a buzz cut and a suit? Hey, go right ahead.
Yeah.
So he went in there and he was just like, because there was like that rumor going around about like, you know, obviously it's fucking fake, but like people really were believing like, yo, Zoran's going to tax white people more than he's going to tax non-white people.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Even to entertain that is fucking crazy, bro. You can't do that shit anywhere. You definitely can't do that shit in New York. Like,
It's too hot. Like, if you were the mayor of, like, fucking, like, Buttsville, Pennsylvania, population 800, you might be able to pull that off because there's four people of color in the whole town.
I was going to say, there's no way you're getting away with none of that anywhere, bro. I'm talking about a government they created. You think you're going to tax them motherfuckers? No.
That homie was asking in the thing, and he was like, yo, it was so crazy because it's like, if you ask me a question and we're sitting here and I'm going to answer the question, but before I answer the question, I'm like, yo, this fucking nigga, bitch, bro. Like, that was the body language. Zoran and Trump was being like, psh, this nigga, man, look at this nigga asking. Yo, he said, you're going to tax white people. That's crazy. You going to answer that bullshit?
Yeah.
They was doing that back and forth, talking over him. I was like, yo, this is wild to watch, bro. Like, I thought I was watching like a fucking VR fucking simulation, bro, because I was like, yo, these white people getting shut down by Trump? That's crazy. This is like hand-picked reporter people that he got out here. This is his people.
Yeah, I think we're on track to having a government that's so fascist that it just loops back around to being woke.
Like, yeah. You know, like, fucking on, man.
I think it's insane. Like, you got a Ugandan Muslim democratic socialist next to a white supremacist fascist in the Oval Office talking about, it's fine, you can say it. I'm a fan.
It's fine.
It's okay. Fine. You know,
I am a little little fashy sometimes.
Yo,
I do be getting fashy.
Yeah, like, and I'm watching this, and I'm like,
the pass.
Yo, I'm watching that, and I'm like, we used to kill those guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know? Yeah.
I'm like, well, now they're in
the White House.
Now they're in office. Another person that's out of office out of pocket, Summer Walker. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know exactly what's going on here. But Liz, you know what I'm saying? For the ladies, you know what I'm saying? I was going to say for the females.
Nah, it's actually more for the men than anything.
Right.
For whatever reason, men love Summer Walker. And I think it's because she's a very player position ass shorty,
yes,
bro.
Yes, Summer Walker is like a cheating ass dude's dream.
Like, yeah.
It's very transactional.
She basically was dealing with Rich the Kid. These are names I've never heard from. I've never said out loud before, bro.
Well, I don't think anyone said the name Rich the Kid in about 6 years.
Yeah. I'm not bugging then. She dealing with him. He already in a relationship with his baby mom. She sent the audio to him basically saying, I'm happy you got back with your baby moms. I still want you on the side. Save my number as Pizza Hut. I don't care what y'all got going on. Just keep her away from me and just let me play my position.
Yo.
And his shorty, Tori, She exposed that audio, and Summer went on live and was like, yo, why would you do that? We all adults. Like, we got kids.
Yo, we got kids.
She was like, I don't want problems with you. I just want him sometimes. I don't want him all the time. I just want him sometimes.
Yo,
she basically was coming at his shorty for exposing that. She was like, yo, you a stupid bitch for releasing that audio when I just want to be his side shorty.
Okay, so hear me out.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Is she wrong, though? Here's why.
Well,
because Summer Walker has been trying to be Polly with everyone she's ever been with for the longest time now. Like, she tried to make this shit work with her baby father and then his baby moms. I don't know if y'all remember this, but she was trying to make that work. Like, she was trying to legit do, like, a
polycule?
A B-list polycule, yeah.
Fucking Atlanta polycule?
Atlanta, yeah. She was trying to do the Boulder Crest polycule, bro.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, like, I kind of agree with her, bro. Why would you? Nah, hold on.
She's sick.
Hold on.
I'm gonna let me
ask you a question. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
See, wanted to turn into Kevin.
All right, let me. No, but my thing is, it's true. Why would you post that? Because now you embarrassed all of us.
Well, she's been embarrassing herself for a long time. But now honestly.
Yeah, but Summer ain't posted.
But she's been posting other shit. I've been knew she was a bird.
Yeah, but we're not getting any new information from Summer Walker.
Did we know?
Yeah, I mean, but why would we?
Exactly.
She's embarrassed. That's embarrassing. She's a fucking bird. Now, I understand.
I'm not posting none of my drama on social. Hell no, you know what I'm saying?
Especially if I'm 30 fucking years old. That's some shit you do at 14.
That's where I'm coming from with it.
I understand Tori. Yeah. Tori is like, you got to put hands on people like that. I'm sorry. But it's also like, yo, if you're not going to leave, if you know that this is the shit that you're dealing with, whatever. The reason I don't think it's cool is because when you poly, you're participating with willing participants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're dating people who want to do that also. If you're not dating people who can consent to that, you're just cheating on people.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is Summer has been trying to make that happen. Like, she has been trying for years to get all these people like, hey, listen, I want to be with you, but I want to fuck on you sometimes.
My brother.
Can we make that happen? And then people... Hold on. People disagree to making it happen and then do it behind each other's backs anyway.
Which is a problem.
Like, it's almost like people who claim that they could never be with the poly shit. Of course you can't, because you get off on the betrayal.
Exactly.
You get off on, like, getting over.
It literally is that, because there's a lot of people who will stay in these fucking... They'll stay in these relationships fighting with each other, never leaving, staying in these positions. Like, they'll just compete and compete and compete. I understand completely. And it's true what Rainey's saying in that sense, where motherfuckers, you can tell somebody, hey, I want to be with you and I also want to be with this person. You can be honest and let them decide with whatever it is the fuck that you want to do.
Yeah, but let's be real.
But when you, just to finish my point, with Summer, it's like, you got to keep trying until you find people that are willing for that. You can't just be like, all right, bro, save my number as fucking dominoes. I'ma fuck you. Don't tell your baby moms, because she's going to beat the shit out of me.
That's
to me, the only thing I got from this Summer Walker situation is that it doesn't matter how much money you make, even as a woman, you have to unbird your brain, because you just going to be rich doing bird shit. Because she said it herself. I don't want him. I don't want to be with him. I really just want him sometimes. And she was like, he's crazy. He's like, whenever I don't want to talk to him, he sends me gifts. He sends me flowers. He buys me shit. It's free money. Why wouldn't I go back?
Yo,
so it's like, yeah. you still poor in the mind.
Hey, Summer, come join the Belmont polycule, bro.
Come
join the East Tremont polycule, bro. Like,
she don't want it. She can't do it because, like, she's, everybody in Atlanta is down low.
Like, look. Hey, you come link me, my shorty. You know what I'm saying? She 5 feet and thick in the meat.
She's not gonna fuck with it.
No, she is, bro. That's what she's been looking for, man.
But this is what I'm
Summer,
saying.
Summer, I feel you. We gonna write albums for and by each other. You know what I'm saying? It'll be lit. Look, let me call my shorty right
she
now.
She can't do R&B, like, you can't do an R&B song about the Bushwick polycule.
Yes, you can.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, you can. I'll write
that. They do that every day down there.
Exactly.
Oh shit.
Exactly. You ever heard a Jameson song? You know what I mean? Him and his tank top was in
that new Hobo Josh go crazy.
Yo. Oh man, you ever heard Mac DeMarco, bro?
No.
That's all he talk about, polycules and cigarettes.
No.
That's it.
Oh my god.
Yo, Summer, holla at me, bro. What's up?
Hey, listen,
I'm telling you.
I gotta be old, bro. Cause this is like such a new phenomenon where people are like, yeah, we're open to like, oh yeah, like we can, yeah, of course. We can do a polycule where it's like you're the guy and, like, you know, whatever, and like we can have Brendan come in sometimes on Wednesdays. I'm like, yo, y'all are crazy. This is crazy.
It works for some people though. I know some people who've been in relationships like that for like 6-7 years because, again, a lot of people, there's some people who don't feel like they can be with one person. And if you can find people who also live that lifestyle with you and y'all are happy together. Man. No. Sis, get some side dick too. Don't play with me.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's one thing I don't like. I don't like when y'all poly and it's only the dude. So you can get bitches.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to say.
But like, he can't send me a drink? Fuck you, pal.
Every time I seen that shit, it's like, it's either a stud.
Nah.
Which is like a dude with two like feminine lesbians or whatever, or like a dude with like multiple shorties. So I'm just like, all right, bro, I have yet to see one that's like, yo, it's three dudes and five women or any mixture. You know what I'm saying? That it's not just like a guy.
Is there a limit?
I've seen those. I've been in those. They're cool.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
But
gotta be old because I'm like, yo, this shit don't make no. This is like you being like, yo, we're gonna go from DVD to Blu-ray.
Yo,
and I'm like, I don't know.
Yo,
I don't know how it's gonna work.
Your generation just called them swingers.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
For y'all, it was just Will and Jada, and that's it. There, no, that's it.
It was swingers, but swingers was like, yo, we just doing this to fuck.
Everybody together.
Yeah, we just fucking. Like, this is people fucking.
Yeah.
Swingers, oh, we go, yo, you, that's your girl? Oh, I'm going to fuck with her. You going to fuck with my girl. This is cool. No doubt. Just to get, like, some different, you know what I'm saying? Like, sample the buffet, whatever.
Is that what that is?
Yo,
Jesus Christ.
That nigga got me talking like fucking Eric Adams.
Wait, sample the buffet.
Yo, the Because you know what I mean? I'm going to eat that booty like groceries. You know what I'm saying? It's very old fashioned word.
Yeah.
Not, but the swinging shit was just like sex. Like, yeah, meet up, have a party, sex party, and then dip. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, yo, yo, wife number three, can you get me the cereal from, I'm too short to get it. Yo, husband number five,
can you drop me off at wife number three's crib?
Yeah.
Like, that's community.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It takes a village. Yeah. It takes a village to
bust this nut.
It takes a village to get your rocks off. It takes a village so that you don't got to release.
Kill me.
You don't got to release on the job site.
Releasing
right.
on the job site.
Yo, but, yo, hey, nah, but I feel you, though. Sometimes, though, it takes that. Yo, bro, you know how crazy it is for two non-committal, freaky, poly people to find each other, which is me and my shorty, and then decide that we don't want nobody else. Like, we was so, me and my shorty was so freaked out that we looped around to being normal, bro. Like, we was like, yo, you know what? Well, like, we looked at each other, was like, man, you so lit. Like, I don't need to be fucking with nobody else. Like, and then she was like, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Now there's eight just
ladies. Yeah. Wow.
Now there's eight poly people.
Not on the shorty.
That's crazy.
In the tri-state area.
My own, can't even be happy and be in happy love. Duh. And in love.
That's gay.
Hit it again.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta hit me with the new one. Yes. Yo, it's fucking great, bro. I never get tired of that shit.
A victory light. A victory light.
Now, one thing me and my homegirl always talk about is that we always say, yo, people talk shit about poly relationships, but they'll cheat on every fucking partner that they have.
Yeah.
That shit to me is such a contradiction.
Said that shit like, yeah.
Well, but that was my rationale. That was why, because I was like, damn, like, I don't want to be dishonest. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, it might just be easier to live my truth instead of moving around.
Right.
Crazy. Listen, bro, two curses I wanted to break as a Dominican man was being a serial cheater and having a secret family. So what did I do? I came out as poly and got a vasectomy. That's how you move around. That's how you move around in this, you know what I mean?
In this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the polycule. Listen, man, I'm washed, bro. There was no, and maybe my life might be different if those polycules when I was like coming up.
You would have been in the RPT polycule, bro.
The RPT polycule?
Y'all all live in the same building?
I would have had three kids by Soledad.
Yo, shit.
Soledad. I would have been eating Ethiopian food that she made.
Whatever the fuck you want.
That's a good woman right there.
That's a good, she hold you down. Matter of fact, she is the polycule.
Yeah. It's just her.
She got eight niggas.
Yeah.
I hope she's having a fucking fantastic Thanksgiving.
I wonder what she's cooking for Thanksgiving.
Yo, everything.
Everything.
She making coquito. I know for a fact she know how to make a good ass coquito. Shit.
And that shit is 90% 151, bro.
100%. What? And then she put it in a Listerine bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she rinsed out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah. Yo, the stupider the bottle, the better the coquito.
That's
bro.
True,
trust
bro.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
That shit come in a Tide bottle, that shit is going to bang.
Delicious, bro.
What be happening over there, bro?
That shit, yo, I put that shit in a nuclear reactor core. this the same shit that, yo, I love like hood people. We always try to like make shit sound cooler than it is. Like this the same shit that lit up Chernobyl, yo. Trying to get some of this, bro. This shit that made the bears radioactive, yo.
Think about the cop, this shit acting like you know what Chernobyl is. Like,
word. Yeah, it's like, yo, why can't I hear anything?
Yo, that's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
All you hear is,
yo, my vision mad blurry.
Yo, what the fuck, bro?
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yo, he said, yo, this shit got, it was something with like Cher.
Yeah.
Like, this, I think it's the old white bitch
that
be singing.
Yo,
she, but like, yo, he's like, yo, if you eat this, you're gonna fuck with her, then you're gonna be very noble.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be more righteous in my life.
Cher. I'm trying to be noble like Cher.
Yo, yo. God.
Oh, man.
Yo, dog. Listen, Summer Walker, we got different opinions. I'm too old to even be giving my opinion on that, I feel like, because I'm like, yo, this is not, polycule was not even a word when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is brand.
Yeah, I feel like it's, I don't think it's new. I don't think it's new, right? I don't think it's new.
I mean, well, yeah. But I like to highlight the distinction.
Because
It's like, poly, to me, poly's like relationship. Like, I got to give a fuck about how you feel. Where swingers is just like, I got to give a fuck about how you feel in the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm not even then, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just out here, I'm gonna sling dick. You know what I'm saying? They catch flights. Not feelings. Nah, they probably do. You know how many swingers out there was just like, yo, lying to themselves? Like, yo, I got imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not really this person. Imposter syndrome.
Crazy, bro.
I thought I wanted to sling mad dick, but I just want to fuck Melanie. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that usually what happens? Sometimes they'll be like, yo, like, I want us to be in an open relationship. And then the relationship get open and they like, hold on.
Hey, you know why? You know why? I'm going to tell you. It's because you think you got more pull than you do. That's a lot of times the guy will regret asking for that shit because he find out his shorty is pulling way more than he is.
I mean,
and he's like, damn, you going on a date again?
Again? Like, that's the fourth one this week?
I can't pull one, bitch. Yeah, you got like four?
You know? Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's a blow to the ego a lot of the times. Not me. I'd be like, bring him around. bring him around. We gonna have a duke off.
A duke off?
Crazy.
A duke off. We duke it. Yo, listen.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he just took me back to like sixth grade home. Yeah. And be like, yo, I duked your mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We go.
Yo, I duked it.
You know what I mean?
Yo, listen, that means fucking for y'all that don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a good throwback Bronx slang. You know what I'm saying? New York City, I was going to say Bronx.
I'd be like, word? He putting it down like that? Let me see.
Yo. Let me watch the Duke.
Chill out, Adam 22.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop it. Damn, bro. Damn, that's fucked up.
My bad.
No bald people are safe, I guess. Yeah. Man.
Wait, he bald?
Yeah.
Damn.
That explains it.
That explains it.
I didn't even know that one.
Listen, man, and that nigga was watching Jason Love.
Yeah, bro. He was smoking on him too.
Well, indirectly.
Yeah, indirectly. That's crazy, bro. Yo, he was smoking Jason Love resin, bro.
Yo, Victor, like, right? You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's Victor, like, Smoothie Camaro. He would do red flap. It's Radio Fighting. Yeah, I've got, you know what I'm saying? Let's go on tease. I'm about to die in the Super Bitch of New York City. That's been Trey the Freaky Man. Got that man. He's a producer of the year. He won 16 Grammys last week. Don't believe me? Google it. And that is
Hassan Insane.
Yeah.
Motherfucker disconnected this whole mic, bro.
Oh my God, bro. Holy shit. I think Duke off is what.
Duke
and it hit him late, too. That was the problem.
Yo, we fixed it. Malfunction is fixed. You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen. This is why it's important to read. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to read. The president does not share my opinion, though.
Very true.
Is Joel Santana? Is Joel Santana?
I thought you said the president doesn't share my opinion. That's why I said very true.
Also.
Yeah, but I just heard about Joel Santana. Can you explain what happened, man?
This man was on a podcast where he said, we got to teach kids financial literacy. Like, by the time you're 9 years old, you should know, like, tax codes and shit like that.
Okay.
He's like, reading is not that important. And everybody's like, whoa, hold on. Everybody hit the white 100. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, hold on. And then he's just like, nah, it's not. He's like, yo, math is important. And then somebody was like, word in the back. And that's all he needed to hear.
Wow.
To die on that hill.
The unk chip activates.
Yeah.
Once you get approval from another unk, the unk chip.
Yes.
The unk chip activates.
Into overdrive.
100%. And that man was out there talking about, yo, reading is not important. We do not need to teach kids how to read. And then everything that you could possibly say.
He can't teach kids how to read.
Yes.
Let's start there. Motherfucker.
And anything that you could possibly ask, respond to that, he had an answer for. So like people be like, yo, you gotta read. You tell people financial literacy, you gotta read them documents. Like the finance shit is on.
Yeah.
Man, you could put that into an app.
Oh, really?
Bro.
But you gotta read in the app store to get to the app. Mm-hmm. Nah, you could talk to your phone. You don't gotta even type. You could just tell your phone, yo, go to the app store, download
the
app.
You see, imagine having kids with somebody like that. Bro.
Yo, bro.
Your child is 4 and he can't read him a bedtime and you ain't know that because you never asked him to read out loud.
Let me tell you something, Liz. This just reminded me of this happened to me and my daughter. And it's been happening. Well, I saw it happen 3 times and the first 3 times I was like, oh, you should be lazy. The fourth time I ran over there like it was somebody in here, like men trying to stop any of us from touching the camera. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, hold on. What you doing? Yo, because I'm like, yo, type what the fuck you looking for? Type it. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all not writing, bro. Y'all are not writing. I think writing physically with your hand is important because it's like, there's something. There's got to be some scientific peer-reviewed medical journal out there that agrees with me when it says that physically writing shit down helps you like capture it more. I don't know. Like,
watching Pino versus doing the real thing.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly that.
It just gets worse and worse with us. Just get worse and worse.
So I'm just like, yo, type shit, read, write, like, fam, we losing recipes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, but I think he just kind of, Joel's kind of just soft snitched on the entire music industry.
Because
they depend on people like this. Mm-hmm. Like, the music industry depends on disenfranchised people who happen to be talented that they can take advantage of.
Yeah.
So when Joel says something like, oh, reading's not that important, on the surface, it sounds like ridiculous and silly. But underneath that, there's a record exec going, we fucking got him.
Yes.
And then DeMarco. Yo.
Perfect.
But then some people slip through the cracks. Like, you sign Thug because he sounds like, okay, boo, I love him. I'm a thing, man. And you're like, this guy's a fucking moron. We're going to sign him for millions. He's going to blow through it all and we'll make all our money back. They didn't expect Thug to start an empire. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? They didn't expect Savage to be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, jewelry's kind of dumb. The jewelry industry, the diamond industry is kind of a scam. I'm going to stop wearing jewelry. I'm going to teach financial literacy. So like, certain people slip through the cracks, but 90% of the industry are you're a victim.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you know, it's people that like can't really read and shit. And like, that's like, you know,
true.
And like, it'd be funny, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'd be funny, like, man.
Fuck yeah, listen. If you knew better, you would do better, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's all that we got to say here.
Yeah.
And this has been Victory Light. We are gonna take a break for the holidays because you should take a break for the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Recharge your battery, connect with your people. You know what I'm saying? Do something righteous. Take out the garbage.
Send me money.
Send him money. Send her money. You know what I'm saying? Shit, send me money. You know what I'm saying? Because I provided you with food. You know what I'm saying? Send aside money, send me money. You know what I mean? If you see us outside, high five. You know what I'm saying? But then sanitize before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in the new year. Okay. In the meantime, we may have some special surprises for y'all coming back.
Hell yeah.
Some new flavors and shit. You know what I mean? We got some new situations for y'all. You know what I mean? When we get back. Talk to him.
Cállate, coño. We won't be back to the new year, so I want to leave people with a good book to read during the month of December. If y'all down, you know, get away from Joel's motherfucking Santana. That's not going to help you. Pick up Why Do I Do That by Joseph Burgos. Phenomenal book. It's a book that helps you teach you why you do what you do and like the psychological fucking process behind it and how to make your life better. It's really good. It changed my fucking life and it's really amazing. And it'll make your life better too.
Bang, Liz's book club. Nigga, fuck our Oprah book club. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that shit. We're not taking paid, you know what I'm saying, advertisements.
Yeah. And also,
I don't know that person, by the way.
And also, they should also read Why Does He Do That? Men specifically should read Why Does He Do That? By Lundy Bancroft.
Okay.
And she speaks about like the behavioral patterns of abusive men.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. So that's funny that like those books are so similarly named, but they're by two completely different people.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody should read that shit.
Go read that
shit. And you should also read DC's Absolute series. Holy fucking shit. That shit is incredible. Read Absolute Batman, Absolute Wonder Woman, and Absolute Flash in particular.
Hell yeah.
You should also listen to Why You Do That by Max B.
By Max B! Yes! Free to wave. It's Victory Lane, bitch. You heard? You know what I'm saying? She would have came around to Human Direct. Why? Because I keep it wavy.
We love
that's
y'all.
Radio via. That's Liz Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? Mid-Trend Freaky Man and Hassan Insane.
That's right. Ooh. Episode what?
160.
Episode 160. L's up for Rashad. You know what it is. Big up RP Boo. Big up DJ Rashad. Big up DJ Spin. Big up Clint. Big up Trax, man. Man, y'all already know what is going on, man. This is for all our listeners in Chicago, man. We outside. I'm going to start footworking right now.
That's right.
After these cameras cut off, baby.
Big
160 in this bitch. You know what time it is.
Con Dios.
Mwah.
A victory light. A victory light.